Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bert Folsom. Dr. Burton W. Folsom is the name on all of his books, including New Deal or Raw Deal, including FDR Goes to War, including The Myth of the Robber Barons, Empire Builders, Death on Hold. That's the book he wrote about the man he met who's on death row, and a great expose on that topic. Bert Folsom, is it BertFolsom.com?
Yes, it is.
BertFolsom.com, folks. Also, HillsdaleCollege.edu, right?
Hillsdale College, a great institution, takes no federal funds. I'm glad to teach at an institution that takes
of any
zero
kind.
Federal funds.
Yeah, I like seeing them in the news. So, Bert, wrap this up for us. In my opinion, the thing that will turn President Trump's presidency into a successful one will be having some successes. He needs to have some success, doesn't he?
He does. And the confirmation of Neil Gorsuch is one.
Yep.
We all know the health care has been
the response to Syria. His response to Syria, I think that got him high marks across the board, I think.
It did. There were very few nations that did not come out and commend him for that. We have two. We have the tax reform and we have health care. A recent poll Frank Luntz was putting out indicated that the Democrats are now, or excuse me, the nation, public opinion rather, is holding Republicans accountable for what happens to health care.
I believe it. No, they own it now. Yep.
If it flops, Obama doesn't own it, and the Democrats are delighted by that.
And that's exactly right. That's the reason why the Freedom Caucus needs to rethink their we have to have everything. You know, when you go to Washington to govern, you can go there with high ideals, but you're going to have to compromise along the way. The perfect can't be the enemy of the good if you're going to make a law, can it?
It is. And so then the question is, what ingredients do we have to have in a changed bill in order to make it good enough that the Republicans don't mind owning it? And therein lies the issue. And the Freedom Caucus thinks a lot is going to have to be changed. You're going to have a lot of marketing and shopping across interstate.
Well, I'm glad to hear the president not bailing on health care. I think he realizes that he's got to revisit that and see if they can't work something out.
Right. But it's a terrible bill. Many senators have said it's the worst.
When you say terrible, you mean the one that's being proposed?
No, I mean the original one.
The Obamacare. Oh, Obamacare is a train wreck.
And so, the problem is you have people who have subsidies built in for them.
Right.
And so you have to take those subsidies away and start from scratch, but you can't take them away because then the media and the Democrats will say you hate the poor.
Right.
So you've got to come up with a plan that makes it better for everybody, or at least makes it better than the other plan.
Well, one thing I know for sure, a market-based healthcare solution is better than a government-based healthcare
Amen,
program.
Jim.
There's no
Amen.
Question about it. I've been a little petri dish example of that, Bert. Before Obamacare, my family's health care cost us $400 a month. Since Obamacare, it's $1,000 a month.
Isn't that amazing?
And I've got less coverage.
And you have less coverage. But see, unfortunately, that voice in the conversation has not been a dominant voice, even though you and many others share roughly that result, and that's very sad.
But it's largely because of the 10 mandates that they require being in every policy in Obamacare, and the problem with the law that was hurting, that was sticking in the craw of the conservatives in the Republican side, is because those 10 mandates would not go away with the new bill being proposed.
Well, I don't blame them for being unhappy.
I didn't like it either. But but you can't have everything.
Well, you've got to get more than just a little thing or two, because the problem is you don't want to own it and have it still be bad. then you own it.
Well, that was one of the media
and the Democrats say it would have worked perfectly. It was just ironing out, and then the Republicans got in and out.
But in your historical perspective, don't you see making a run at it and failing being a good thing, and let's make another run at it, make it better? I mean, isn't that what debate is all about?
It is, but it's going to have to be better. In other words, we may be better off for what happened the first time around. But you've got to get something that's better than what we had.
He needs that to get done this time. Hey, Bert, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be with you.
Dr. Burton W. Folsom, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get him back again another day real soon. We won't do without him for very long. He's too smart. We learn too much when he joins us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.